that swinging bachelor thing not overstated.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It
pretty busy.
He's busy, and he likes celebrities. He likes young women, and one of the interviewers asked me if there was an affiliation with or similarity with Hugh Hefner. I said, well, not, but in so many ways, but in some ways, you know, he's very much a product of that 50s, 60s sort of. That there's Mad Men sort of celebrates now, and he didn't emerge from that. He was a very courtly man, a very dignified man, and women were very attracted to that, those old-fashioned manners, and he didn't have the rough edge of men of the 70s and 80s. But he did objectify women, to use the language as appropriate, and he had a tough time making the transition from the 50s to the 80s, but he did, and he particularly liked celebrities, and it was because he considered himself rightly a celebrity, and he thought that that bonded them together. And once I talked to him, basically said they agree that it was, you know, they live a particular kind of life in a glass bowl, and so consequently, you'd attracted other people in a glass bowl. So why not date Barbara Streisand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Castro and he, not as close, I was surprised that they weren't as close as I thought they might have been, mm-hmm. yet Castro was, and they had shot down the pew with like Jimmy Carter, and I can't remember somebody else, and there's Castro, and you think, who else would they have shown up for?
Yeah, he's the only head of state who came to Trudeau's funeral, which is astonishing, apart from the Canada. Which is sad to say, it's a comment on Canada more than anything else. But he came, and they had an odd relationship, I think it's fair to say. There's a bizarre interview in 1990 where Trudeau meets with Castro. I think it's in preparation for the memoirs or something. It's in that file. And he doesn't really talk. You know, Castro just goes on and on. What did they share? They shared a Jesuit education. That can't be. They love risk-taking. They dove together and that sort of thing. Thirdly, they're charismatic personalities, and both are intrigued by the others. Fourthly, they loved women. And Castro flirted with Margaret outrageously, as I mentioned. And Castro, we're reading into the news more recently, it seems to be a collection of females, one after the other. And finally, I think that Trudeau had a kind of grudging admiration for Castro's standing up to the United States, you know, the little nation standing up to the American bully. And he did admire that. And he did, you know, it's wrong to say that he thought that the Cuban experiment was a success. He didn't. You know, obviously, it wasn't a success. It was a disaster. And he didn't approve of the shooting of people. But he had this, he did admire the fact that there was a egalitarian quality to the society. He was an egalitarian, and he did admire Castro's personality.
I remember seeing him leaving the funeral for Michelle, and being shocked that suddenly he was a tired, old, broken old man. And I think we'd seen Pierre Trudeau angry. We'd seen him silly. We'd seen him fighting, we'd seen him loving, but we'd never seen him broken. And mm-hmm. that was, I think that's part of why his funeral was such a big thing, because we suddenly saw him more human.
Well, Michael Adams, before Trudeau died, when the rumors were out that he was in bad shape, said Canada's not ready for the death of Pierre Trudeau, and I think that speaks to why the funeral was such a large event. He was such a massive presence in our national life. It was hard to imagine Canada without him. I personally experienced it. This is in volume one, not maybe it's volume. No, it's in volume two too. Because my son, who at that time would have been 14, yeah, he went to bilingual school, and he came home and said his friend wanted to go to Montreal to the funeral, and his friend's father was a conservative, and so they went down by train and stayed up all night and went to it. That's rare in Canada. This is something that's very unusual in Canada. And I guess looking back, we have so few national things. You know, it's you watch the funeral of Diana, you watch an American event, and there's a sense of a national presence and purpose. And here we are in Montreal and in the cathedral, and it's a meaningful national event, and it's because the man touched us, you know, and some he irritated, but he nevertheless touched. You couldn't get away from him. And I think that's why another interviewer said there's so many books about Trudeau. Well, there are, and there will continue to be, because he fascinates us, and there's nothing bland about him. He sparkles, and he will continue to, as a Kennedy does. You know, Kennedy was only in power 3 years, but he stands out. And we haven't had a charismatic prime minister since Laurier. You know, they've been very gray kinds of people, with all due respect to a lot of very competent and highly competent. I think we've had very better politicians than we deserved, or at least better prime ministers than we deserve. And but they don't have life, and he had it about him. He stood out.
The book is Just Watch Me, The Life of Pierre Elliott Trudeau, 1968 to 2000, second volume of the biography by John English, and Just Watch Me is published by Knopf Canada.